You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
Whoop de frickin' do.
Hi, doll.
Look who the Amazonian Bezos dragged in.
Listen, I am still on a high from that wedding. Wedding of the century really was.
I'm sorry. Did you not attend like any of your kids?
What do you mean? Did I not attend any of my kids'
weddings?
Oh, my God. No, those were great. Most ended in divorce.
I guess that is true.
Think about it. Kimberly's weddings.
Yeah.
Chloe's weddings. You're the only standing woman out there.
Thanks.
Really?
That's really who I was getting at was my wedding in Italy. But supposedly the Bezos who had carpet for floor.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
enjoyed
great.
It.
That was great. It really made a Christian Louboutin shoe go far, let me tell you. Doll, I haven't even seen you all summer, huh? How you been?
I know. Well, I'm detaching from the family, as you know.
Oh, my God. She's always doing this. You're always just, since you're a kid, running away from what now?
Just like fame hunger.
Oh, my God. Doll, they're hungry for us. We're the fame.
If that is the mindset that you want to have, I'm just not into it.
It's not a mindset. It's really just reality. I mean, look at Kimberly. Kimberly is an accomplished actress. She's on Emmy shows now. Times have changed. Get with it.
The time is A, B, C, D, E, F, G, you know?
Can I just say, even though you're not doing anything with the family, I feel like you're doing amazing, sweetie.
And
you really
are. That's why I still talk to you.
Because I pump you up like that. What's going on in the sploosh world? What the hell is it called?
So I have a website called It's Poosh. It's P-O-O-S-H.
Poosh. Yeah. I love that.
Poosh and Lemmy. Poosh is doing really
Lemmy.
Well.
I really forgot.
Yeah. It's multivitamins. I'm pretty sure I sent you a really, really big.
You did.
New delivery of the
Lemmy. Yeah. I loved it. Put me right to bed like a cat nap.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So that's been doing really great. And baby Rocky is just growing like a green bean.
I love baby Rocky. He is my 16th. Fish grandson.
He's
really special.
Yeah, he's 18, but like who's counting?
Clearly not me.
Yeah, Rocky's doing amazing and so is Travis. I also wanted to let you know that Travis is having another concert if you're available.
Oh, can I tell you, I have a new love of concerts. I really do. Oh. I have been going and dancing my face off at concerts.
To Blink 182?
No.
To who?
Did you see? I went to, I was really lucky. We were really lucky. We got to go to the final Beyonce Cowboy Carter tour. Best show I have ever seen in my life.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I went with Chloe Doll.
Well, you guys didn't let me know. You know I love concerts.
I do. You know, it wasn't my... It was Oprah's suite.
Oprah.
Yeah, heard of her.
You went with Oprah.
What can I say? We got really close at Jeff's wedding, and now we're going to concerts together. And, you know, she had Gail, so I brought Chloe. I felt like, you know, this could be a really good thing. I thought maybe Oprah will do Chloe's podcast.
You're always thinking of the big picture.
Really am, doll. That's why I've gotten here.
It's sickening.
That's why I've got this bob now. Call
By
me
way,
Bob.
I'm still, no, I don't like it. I'm not a fan. I don't know what or who you are.
Oh my God, I'm still me. I'm just younger and hotter.
Okay.
New face, new bob. Who dis?
Who dis? Who dat?
Who dis?
When you say Corey's it, it's just like not the same.
Corey like can't even get over in bed. Corey's like, oh my God. And I'm like, I'm a supermodel.
No, I like literally cannot hear this right now.
We did it in the plane this morning.
I just had my matcha. I don't want to vomit.
Oh God, I don't want that either. Green.
Do you take fish oil supplements?
Do I what?
Do you take fish oil supplements?
No, I eat a salmon every so often, but I've never taken fish oil.
Do you do charcoal tablets?
Charcoal tablets?
Yeah.
I only do mushrooms these days. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if that counts, but...
What about beef wagyu?
What is this? 20 questions with the guru of the century?
Bone marrow. Well, if you went to poosh.com, maybe you would know a thing or two.
Oh, it's a .com.
Poosh.com.
I've been going to poosh.org.
Well, that's not...
They've got great flower arrangements. So poosh.com, I can learn how to turn charcoal into a pill?
Okay, next question, because I'm
this
so...
This is so much fun. We haven't caught up in a while. I'm really getting... You're getting in there.
And now I know why. So, Petey Davidson, have you talked to him?
Of course. You know he's dating someone I know from a shoot. She modeled once with Kimberly and Kendall, maybe.
Well, that's a messy web.
Ah, it's fine. She's so adorable. And they're having a baby, so I, you know, obviously... You know, sent a gift because that's what I do.
That's what you do best. Is it ever alarming to you that we just are like really incestuous with who we hook up with?
Doll, I like it that way. Keep it in the family, you know? If one of my girls isn't good enough, the other one might be.
Yeah, that's concerning, and maybe we should... I needed you to sign an NDA, really.
Oh, okay. I'll sign whatever you want.
Yeah.
My firstborn. She's a bitch, but I love her. Give me your hand.
I'm feeling extra bitchy.
Wow.
Today.
Look at that hand.
This
that
burns.
Hand that came out of my vagina.
That burns. It doesn't feel nice. So Pete is having a baby.
Pete is having a baby. Yeah. We're really excited for him. Maybe he'll come to Christmas with the baby.
I'd rather not.
Why do you care?
I do like Pete, but I just feel like him and Kim really just did not have closure, and it's not healthy.
Oh, it was all for SNL. It really was. They're both so much bigger, though, now, you know, like in their careers, that it's really like, we don't need it.
Yeah.
So be happy for him. And you know who else is having a fabulous summer? Scott.
What the hell is he up to?
Yeah, we went to happy hour a couple days ago.
You and Scott caught
up? Yeah, he's mocktailing it up. He's really doing well right now.
With his sobriety?
Everything. Yeah, he looks great, feels great. You know, we did a little Ozempic shot for each other. We were like, boom, boom. It was nice.
Yeah, Travis would do that with you.
Travis wants to give me Ozempic?
Yeah, he wants to take some shots.
Oh, okay. I'm so, tell him I am, what's his song? I am so down.
You are. That's not one of his songs, but yeah, All the Small Things.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. That's a great one.
Yeah, it is great.
Well, I got to go because Corey said he's waiting for me. I got a text and it was a very, very graphic photo.
All right. That's all the time we have today on Keeping Up with Chris and Court.
But I love you so much. I'm so proud of you. Really am.
It's really good to see you too, Mom. I'll call you in 3 months.
Oh, my God. Someone write. Someone record that.
Well, we got it right here. Listen, I got a jet.
Great. Yeah, I got to do it on a jet. Bye, doll.
This is too much.
Welcome back to Chrisley Confessions 2.0.
Welcome back.
We are back. We are out of jail, and we are here sitting down today for one of the first times we've seen each other since the whole thing.
I'll be honest. I'm, you know, Julie, you know me. I always have a big reaction. I always have something to say.
You also always have baby oil all over your goddamn
face, Julie.
Todd. I can't. I gotta get another look at you.
Julie, don't start with me.
Oh, my God.
I've been behind bars, and you know for a damn fact.
Did they have Liv Taylor behind bars? Is that
Julie,
how
you're... Julie, no. Just because I'm sweating just a little bit, it's called perspiration.
Maybe I still make him sweat.
Oh, God, Julie, don't start with me. Stop. Todd, I want to know that I still make you sweat. No, I don't make you sweat no more.
Julie.
The Lord says otherwise. He told me last night, you're going to sit there with Todd. He's going to sweat for you.
Well, Julie, one thing's for sure. You still get me hot and bothered.
Oh, I know. I know
you
I do.
You still do. And that I will not lie about.
I'll tell you one thing. It did not feel that way the first time I saw you out of prison because I didn't have my hair done.
Well, Julie, I almost asked the guard. I said, Warden, put me back because I do not recognize that woman. I said, what are those? And Julie, I didn't recognize you.
What do you expect? I didn't have hair dye in the prison, okay? So I went, my roots grew out, and I was a brunette.
Let me tell you something. If I'm used to seeing you the same way for 35 years and you come out with brown hair, do you think that I'm going to accept that?
I would think that you would accept your wife no matter what, for sickness and poor, for highlights or no highlights, but apparently not. Apparently, oh, Todd can't handle a brunette woman.
I'm just not used to it. And you know that I accept all kinds of people, all colors, but I love my women blonde, Julie.
Okay, well, tell me something. How did you get your hair done in your prison? Because you were all blonde and highlighted and, you know, shot up with Botox. And I was like, oh.
Julie, you know I never had a syringe in my face or near it.
Okay, Todd, I'm so sorry. Tell me something, though. I went full brunette. I had no access to doing my roots. And you somehow got your hair done.
There is an amazing man behind bars. His name is Carlos Ramirez, and he is well-versed. He went to beauty school.
Oh, and he's just a hairdresser, Todd?
He's just a hairdresser, Julie. He did amazing. He knew how to hit the spots, Julie. I'm talking.
Yeah, he did.
The spots on my scalp, Julie.
Uh-huh.
He knew where to go.
Wow.
He knew the color. And I said, God bless him.
Well, God bless him, too. But just make sure Savannah doesn't hear you talk about this magical hair man that you met in prison.
Julie, he was a magnificent person.
I bet he was.
He was. Now, I was in Pensacola. Where were you? I think you were in Texas, huh?
I was in Texas, yeah, where all the pretty women go. It was a nice time, you know. I think people really come out of that reformed, you know. I feel like I am more well connected to the Lord.
Absolutely.
Prison will do that to you. If you do something bad, don't be too worried because you might actually end up doing okay.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more, Julie.
I mean, look at us. We are so strong right now. Wow, your hand got weaker.
Julie, I was using it a lot. I mean, because we were required to do chores there.
Oh yeah, we did chores too. Oh yeah. Well, lots of nice women.
We've gotten so many questions from y'all, and I'm so sorry, you know, because we did miss y'all. And I know people missed us. Julie, I mean, I miss the show.
I miss doing this, you know. This is the only time we talk in our marriage is when we're on camera.
This time is dedicated to us, really.
To us.
No
and
Savannah.
To the families.
No kids. No nanny.
No. It's dedicated to us, but it's also for all of the people. For all
but
the
it
listeners.
Is. Right. Right. And that you can't recreate.
We would not be here if we didn't have you or the Lord.
Amen.
Or Todd's self-tanner. What the hell is happening, Todd?
Julie, you know for a damn fact.
You came out of prison like you walked out of a spa.
Well, here, let me tell you something about Pensacola, Florida. The penitentiary that they have there, they got good facilities. The things that we were doing back in jail, you know, I really felt the Lord was providing.
Wow.
We had a tanning bed, Julie.
Tanning bed?
Yes. We would mix together carrots.
Oh, my God.
Carrots, olive oil. We would spread that all over our bodies. We would get all oiled up, Julie.
You and all the other prison men?
You know, my friends. They're my
wow.
friends, Julie.
Okay.
And carrots has a natural tanning agent to it, Julie.
I didn't even eat a carrot, Todd, in my jail. My jail was, we roughed it. I learned how to make barbed wire.
Julie, you're telling me you had those conditions, Julie?
Let me tell you, I didn't even get ketchup.
You didn't even have ketchup?
No. What did you eat in jail?
Oh, my God, Julie.
Like dry beef or like...
What?
Some dry, leathery, like,
turkey or something.
You were eating boots in there?
Boots. I was eating boots for sure.
What didn't we have, Julie? We were allowed outside food inside the prison.
No way. What?
Yes.
This is so unfair.
Yes, indeed, Julie.
What kind
of
food?
Burger King.
No.
Pizza Hut.
No. Did you get like fine food too? Like Michelin food?
I'm going to start you off. First course.
Okay.
We started with appetizers. Oysters.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we had little bruschetta.
I can't.
We had steak tartare, Julie.
You know I love a bruschetta.
I know you do. I was thinking about you while I was chomping down.
Olive Garden bruschetta is the best dish out there.
We had a beautiful Caesar salad, Julia, with scallions. It was amazing. There was one night, I was thinking it was like Italian themed, and we did spritzes. We had Aperol.
A spritz? Todd, one night, I found a tomato in the corner of the room that a rat brought in.
Julie.
And I smashed it with my own two bare hands. And I put that on a plate and I called that tomato sauce.
Julie, that's barbaric.
Those are the kind of conditions.
My God.
That's where I've been.
And then this is no ad, but we had Culver's. Culver's is the most amazing food I've ever had in my life.
I can't even imagine this. I can't.
Yeah, that's what we had, Joe. I'm sorry, your situation was a little different than ours, Julie.
I ate rocks one day because I was starving.
Julie, that's not good for your dentures.
No, but it's not good for my dentures, but it's good for my stomach because then I couldn't eat for 2 weeks. I lost like 20 pounds.
Can I say something?
I don't know.
You look really good, Julie.
Todd?
No, Julie, you look really, I mean, and you look good before, but now that I'm seeing you and I missed you a little bit, I think you look sexy, Julie.
This is the nicest thing you've said since I got out of prison. Oh, my God, Todd.
Well, I was touched a couple times in prison.
I was, too.
Spiritually, of course.
Yeah, by the Lord himself.
By the Lord himself. He came down in my cell. He said, Julie and Todd, you had a union that was really special, and I'm going to keep it for you. So I was touched.
I felt that too. I felt like we were connected. Even though we were in different states, Todd, I felt touched. I also went down on a woman.
Julie, what?
I mean, it was just part of prison, you know? I made friends. We all had to satisfy one another. It's all fine. It was nothing.
You can't say that on a podcast. Savannah's going to see this.
I can say whatever the hell I want. This is my show. 2.0.
Well, it's my last name, Chrisley Confessions 2.0. If you're going to talk about all your little shenanigans with your friends, I'm not down for that.
You know, I would have told you, but we had terrible communication.
You know, the wardens have to approve our communication. We could not call each other.
No calls.
We could not send notes.
No Snapchat, no nothing. We could only do email.
We did not have communication.
One of your emails said, I need bleach for my taint. What?
Julie, you know that that's a serious issue. What else did you want me to say in my emails, Julie?
I thought I was the only person who ever bleached your taint.
Julie, it's a universal thing.
So you had someone in prison bleach your taint for you?
I was doing it myself, Julie, if you must know.
You gained some skills then, Todd. Wow.
I really did. I mean, it's been for yourself out there, you know? But yeah, we only could talk through emails, and they only allow one time a month.
One email a month between a married union, you know, marriage. I have some questions for you, Todd, actually. I wrote some down. Do you still have love for me?
Julie.
Todd.
Julie. Now,
Todd, I'm blushing.
Y'all know that I'm never at a loss for words, but for my wife, Julie, I've got no words for you.
None at all? No words of love?
I've got so many words for our children, for our home, our life that we share, but for you, Julie, nothing comes to mind.
Well, Todd.
Nothing comes to mind, Julie. And that's not something. I'm not saying that lightly, Julie.
But you're leaving it in here.
Because it's all in my heart.
Well, I can believe that.
It's in my heart and in my mind, Julie. I can't articulate it into words.
My soul feels your love.
I'm sending a message from my heart to yours.
And it's catching it. And it's saying, Todd.
Julie. Look at me, Julie. Pretend that we're on a softball team, and I'm taking all my love. I'm throwing it over there. You can't
play softball.
Softball's a great sport, Julie.
I do like a good softball game. I could be into it.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Julie. What do you want to play? Pickleball?
No, I want to play rugby. I learned that in prison.
Sure you did, Julie. So I got no words.
We just piled up on top of each other like no care in the world. Anyway, I got a couple more questions for you, Todd.
Yeah, finish them off, Julie. I've got to go.
Okay, Todd. When you look into my eyes.
Okay.
What do you see?
Julie, again, these are tough questions. You're throwing these at me.
These are questions that people suggested in the podcast community.
Okay, I'm going to take a minute. I see strength, Julie.
You're not looking at them. Look
oh,
at
sorry,
them.
Sorry.
Nope.
I see.
Why is it so painful for you to look into my eyes?
Julie, because when I look at you, I see some mistakes that we have made in the past.
Oh, my God.
And the fact
Todd,
that I put you through that, it hurts.
I'm a new woman with new hair.
Yeah, thank God you are. So, Julie, yeah, I see a strong woman who's been through a lot and has to deal with me.
Yeah, for sure. I got to
What do
with
you,
you
see when you look at me, Julie? Let me throw it back to you.
I see a Ken doll who's gone through
Julie.
A couple of procedures, who's got
one or two.
The skin of a baby's bottom after we oil that up.
Julie knows just what to say. You always have.
I see a man who knows how to take it from anywhere.
Take what? Take what?
You know how to take it. No, doesn't matter what it is. You know how to take it in the front, in the side, in the behind. No matter what, you've been through something, and you are a better man because of it. And I respect you, Todd. I really do.
That's what I like to hear. That's a true marriage. That's a true friendship and a connection.
In a fire, who would you save? The dog, the kids, or me?
My Vera Bradley vase.
Oh, my God.
You know that. You know I was searching all over for that, Julie, and it took me 3 years.
Can I get a divorce on this podcast? Can I go back to
Julie,
jail where
Julie,
they serve me rocks for appetizers?
I love that vase, and you know it.
I know. It's a nice vase, but I didn't think that's before. That wasn't an option.
Well, it's first that, and then it's my Mackenzie Child checkered platter that I also love. And then you, Julie, and then you, because God forbid I forget my wife.
Well, I'm saving Savannah.
Well, good. She's your daughter. She came out of your fallopian tube.
Okay, one more. What experience did you learn the most from in jail?
What experience? Quite frankly, I had a lot of experiences with a lot of different people.
I bet you did.
It touched me deeply, and I just, not one experience shouts out to me like the others in particular. So I'm going to go with all the experiences I shared with my inmates. All 25 of them.
That's so beautiful.
Thank you, Julie. What
Did
would
they
you
give
say?
You tablecloths?
Julie, we had a whole setup. There was a whole restaurant in the communal area. They were very nice. Cotton. Egyptian, I believe. What about you?
Well, I learned to box. I'm
Julie.
Really proud of all my skills. I learned to fight, you know.
Julie, you know how to throw hands.
I know how to throw anything. I could throw a punch. I could throw these cameras all over this room. I'm strong, Todd. I could do stuff now. I don't need to put up with your shit no more because I know how to throw you across the room.
Julie, I'm kind of turned on. You want to toss me around in the bedroom?
I didn't say that, but I could be down. Maybe.
That's what you call a woman.
Well, this was so much fun.
Julie, God, I loved you. And I missed you, too.
I missed you. You know, I went blonde again because I knew we still had a future together.
Absolutely. No jail time or no nothing's going to keep us apart.
No.
Because we're the Chrisleys.
We're the Chrisleys. And if you want to watch this podcast, you better go to our YouTube channel. Put your comments down. And we'll talk about them we'll ask those questions. We'll ask anything now. You know, we are reformed Christians.
Reformed, I don't know what we are, but we're together, we're a union, and we're out of jail because Trump pardoned us. Amen.
Amen, and God bless you all. God bless the USA.